has an introductory sentence, Nidvos pi ritzeinu Hashem, Mishpatech alam deini. The offerings of my mouth accept, pray, O God, and teach me your statutes. Since we're talking here about the laws of words and speech, Sefer Shishiv was Sefer Hafla, and the sixth book is known as the Sefer of Hafla, that is referring to things that are pronounced, that are said. Chos of Arba v'zeh Sidur, and there are four halachas, and this is their order. Hilchos Shvuos, the laws of oaths. Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows. Hilchos Nazirus, the laws of the Nazir. Hilchos Arachim v'Charam, the laws of the Erech or the Cherem. These are certain pledges that are given to Hashem, as we shall see. First halachas, Hilchos Shvuos, Yesh v'chlam chomish mitzvos. Included here are five mitzvos. Achas mitzvos hasei, v'arba matzvos lo hasei. One positive commandment, and four negative ones. Zeh Pratan. These are the listing of the five. Shlali Shava b'shmol l'shoker, not to swear falsely in the name of Hashem. Shlali Shmol l'shav, not to swear in vain in the name of Hashem. Shlali Echpa b'fikada, not to deny an object that was entrusted to your safekeeping. Shlali Shava al kriyas mamon, not to swear falsely on a denial of money. And finally, the fifth one, a positive commandment, l'shava b'shmol b'amis, to swear in truth with the name of Hashem. The explanation of these mitzvahs are in the following chapters. Grishon. There are four types of oaths. Shvuos bitoi, literally the oath of expression, which will be explained. Shvuos shav, the oath that is in vain, or false. Shvuos abikadon, the oath over an entrusted object. Shvuos edus, and the oath over testimony. Now the Rambam explains. First, the Shvuos Bitui, literally the oath of expression. The Torah says, Al nevesh kishe shav alavati b'sasayim l'ra alahetiv. If a person swears and expresses with his lips to do something bad or to do something good. Now, this type of Shvuos, the Shvuos Bitui, can be divided into four types. Shtayim l'haba, two of them are referring to the future. Shtayim l'shavah, and two of them are referring to the past. Kigon, for example, Shnish v'aldav v'shavah sh'nasa shlo nasa. He swears of if something was done or was not done in the past. Those are the two. And as far as the future, he swears that he will do something or that he will not do something. The whole notion of Shvuos Bitui only applies to things that it's possible for him to do, whether in the past or in the future. How so for the past? Let's say he swears that he ate, or that he threw a stone into the sea. Or he swears that so-and-so spoke to so-and-so. Or the negative. He swears that I didn't eat, or I didn't throw the stone to the sea, or so-and-so did not speak with so-and-so. How do you have the same possible type of oaths for the future? He swears to eat or not to eat, to throw or not to throw a stone into the sea. So that's an example of two for the future, and for the past, and two for the future. Gimel, if he swore one of these four kind of categories, and did the opposite. For example, he swore not to eat, and he did eat. Or he swore to eat, but he did not. Or he swore that he did eat, but he didn't. Or he swore that he did not eat, and he did. That's a false oath. Concerning this and the like, the Torah says, that's swearing my name falsely. If he swears knowing the prohibition falsely, he gets flogged. If it's inadvertently, that is to say, he didn't realize the prohibition, maybe carbon ola v'yared, he has to bring a sacrifice known as a carbon ola v'yared, a carbon that has a certain scale that, depending on how much you can afford, you bring different sacrifices. As it says, an element man of huyadav Hashem that was concealed from him, then he knew and he was guilty. At any rate, that's the sacrifice that has to be brought for shvuah sheker. Dalet shvuah shav nachlekes laba machlokos. There are four kinds of oaths that are oaths in vain. V'atz nishbal davah hiduah she'ein okein. The first is that he swore about some known thing that it isn't so. Ketzad, for example. V'gon sh'nishbal o'ishu isha, v'al isha shu ish, v'al amat shashayishu shal zah, v'chein kol kiosu v'zeh. If he swore that a man was a woman, or a woman was a man, or a pillar of marble was gold, and the like. Hey, Hashniya, the second kind of false oath, Shenishvel Davidu Hashem Basavok Ladam Shukain. He swore about something that's obvious to everyone that it is so. He swore that the heavens were the heavens. But Evan Zushi Evan, or on the stone, that it's a stone. But Hashnaim Shem Shnaim, on two, that it's two. Chen Kol Kiyosu is anything that's totally superfluous. So Adavayim Basavok Ladam Shalim. No normal person has any doubt in such a thing. That it has to be validated by an oath. Vav. Shlishi is the third kind of false oath, or oath in vain, rather. Shnishvah Levat was a mitzvah. If he swore not to do a mitzvah. Ketzad haso. Kigon Shnishvah Shlo Yisad of a tzitzis. He swore not to put on tzitzis. Shlo Yilbash Tfilin, not to wear put on tfilin. Shlo Yesh B'sukkah B'chagah Sukkah, not to sit in a sukkah on the festival of sukkahs. Shlo Yochah Matzah B'lo Yilah Pesach, or that he wouldn't eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Oh, she signed up a Shabbos, as Yom Tov. He would fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Kol Kiyos of Hazan, the same would be in any similar case. Okay. Zion. Revi is the fourth type of Shavua Shav. Shnishvel Dov Shin Kol Polasas. He swore about something that's impossible for him to do. Ketar Asel. Kun Shnishvel Shlo Yishin Shlo Shiyom Lailav Yom Tov. He swore not to sleep for 3 days, day and night, without interruption. Shlitim Klum Shiva Yom Tov. He not to taste anything for seven days straight. Chen Kol Kiyos of Hazan, the same with anything similar. Now, what is the status of a Shavua Shav? Kol Anish B'Shavua Shav, Ma'ar B'Shavua Selu, Over B'Lo Saseh. Anyone who swears a oath in vain of any of these four things transgresses a negative commandment. Shnei Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Makach L'Shav, as it says, do not swear in vain in the name of God. Ma'yimezid Lo, okay, if he did it purposely, he gets flogged. Va'yishogi Pacha Meklum, however, if it's done without knowledge of the prohibition, then he is free of anything. There is no sacrifice for Shavua Shav, just for Shavua Sheker. Ches, now the third type of Shavua, Shavua Sapikadon, Ketzad. How is the oath of an entrusted object? If a person has the money of his friend, whether it's an object entrusted to his safekeeping or a loan, or that he stole from him or denied him his wages, or he found a lost object and did not return it and the like. And the person whose money it was asked that he give it to him, and he denied it. He transgresses a negative commandment. It says, do not deny, do not lie. This is the prohibition of denying money. However, you do not get flogged for this prohibition, since it entails no action. However, if he swore falsely concerning this money that he denied, then he transgresses another prohibition. But the Nehemiah concerning this, it says, so no man shall lie in his fellow. So this is the special prohibition for one who swears falsely on a denial of money. This oath is known as the Shvu of the Bikadon, of the entrusted object. What is the obligation or liability for the Shvu Sapikadon in which he lied? He pays the principal of which he denied plus an additional one-fifth. And he brings a sacrifice known as a definite guilt offering. This applies whether it was a purposeful false oath or a inadvertent one. It says if he denies in his friend and the pikadon, the object entrusted to him, or the money that was placed in his hands, or in stealing, and if he sins and is guilty, it doesn't say that he forgot. Because this makes a purposeful violator liable to bring the sacrifice, just like an inadvertent one, which is unusual. Most sacrifices are done for inadvertent violations. Here's an exception, even for a knowing violation. This applies only if he knew about the entrusted object or the money that he's liable when he swore. He knew about it, and he didn't know that this was prohibited. If he made a mistake and he forgot that he had money, and he denied it and swore and then knew, that's considered an accident and he's not liable for anything. If he didn't know that you're not allowed to swear falsely, for a denial of money, that's also considered an accident, and you're not liable. If so, what is the inadvertent oath of the pikadon? Let's say he didn't know that whether there was an obligation of a sacrifice or not. He knew that it's prohibited, and he has money. So that's his mistake. On purpose means she had a shechayavon ala carbon, that he even knew that you're liable to a sacrifice for this. They shvuah said is ketzad. What is the fourth category of shvuah, the oath of the witnesses? Vaidim shared away this moment of tovim balo edus lahaidlo. Witnesses who knew something about money, and the owner of the money asked that they testify for him. V'chafu v'edusam v'lo edu. V'nish v'shenem yodim lo edus. They denied their testimony. They did not testify. They swore that they didn't have any knowledge to testify. So nikrei shvuah soedus, this is known as the oath of the testimony. Yavno shvuah zu karbon olav yared. You're liable to this sacrifice, for this oath, a sacrifice that has a scale, for rich, a greater sacrifice, for the poor, a lesser. This is also true whether they did it purposely or inadvertently. It says, if a individual sins and he hears a voice making him swear and he is a witness, etc. And it doesn't say there, v'nelam, that he forgot. Because he's liable for purposeful as well as accidental violation. What is considered a shkoga, a mistake of shuasaidis? That he forgot that you're liable to a sacrifice, although he knew that this oath was prohibited and that it is false. It was done and doing it on purpose, he even knew that you're liable to a sacrifice. If he didn't know it was prohibited altogether, or he forgot the testimony and swore falsely without realizing that it was false, afterwards they knew that they figured out that they do know the testimony and swore falsely. This is considered an accident, and they're not liable even to bring a sacrifice.